This Wednesday marks 75 years since the Japanese surrender ceremony ended the Second World War, and some people are rediscovering World War II artifacts, including inscribed Japanese flags taken as souvenirs by American soldiers from Pacific battlefields. Now, aging veterans and their descendants here in the U.S. are attempting to return the memorabilia to families of their former enemies ahead of the anniversary. Tom Bonzi from the Northwest News Network has our story.
Rex and Keiko Zeke co-founded a humanitarian nonprofit in Astoria, Oregon, called the Obon Society. It repatriates Japanese World War II flags and relics. Rex Zeke says he and his wife noticed something after the pandemic hit and the U.S. went into lockdown.
We think people being stuck at home did a deeper spring cleaning than normal. They had time to open up the closets and the attics and dig through boxes they hadn't seen for many years.
Among the items rediscovered were war souvenirs that aging veterans or their children now want to give back. Keiko Zeke says many American GIs who fought in the Pacific during World War II brought home Japanese flags with calligraphy on them.
Many Americans call this flag good luck flag. But we, as a Japanese, we call it Yosegaki Hinomaru.
The direct translation is group-written flag, bearing messages from friends, and containing clues to locate the original owner's family home. The Zeke say their nonprofit has had an uptick in submissions of war souvenirs to return to Japan, mostly small flags, along with a rifle and bayonet, several swords, a helmet, diaries, and photo albums.
Although they can't read Japanese, they feel something important.
This springtime and even this throughout the summer and even now, people were not only tidying up their houses, they were tidying up our past history.
Greg Murphy of Portland, Oregon knows this sentiment. He inherited a blood-stained Japanese flag when his father passed away. Murphy's father, James, fought with the U.S. Army during World War II.
He was stationed in the Philippines, and I believe that's where he got the flag. He didn't talk much about it.
Before the pandemic, Murphy showed the World War II flag to some friends, a couple who are Japanese-American. They explained to him its significance.
I realized then what that flag must have meant for somebody. It would be like somebody here losing someone and getting their dog tags back.
Murphy offered the flag to the Obon Society, and with help from research partners in Japan, they were able to trace down the name of the Japanese soldier who carried that flag into battle for the last time on New Year's Eve in 1944. They returned it to a living nephew who got the flag back at a ceremony in Japan last year. Greg Murphy received pictures and a thank you note.
And I was just overwhelmed. I mean, after all these years, they finally get something back, something that I don't know if I could say we owe the Japanese people. I know they bombed us, but I think it's just a closure, and it's a big thing to get the end of that era over with.
The Obon Society's Rex Zeke says the new frontier for the nonprofit comes from all kinds of museums getting in touch.
So we are being contacted more frequently now by museums asking us to review their collections and identify the personal family items so that they can return those to the families in Japan.
The Obon Society returned its first flag to Japan in 2013. Last year, it processed 120 flags. Zeke says they aspire to scale up donations to handle around 360 war items per year, or about one family heirloom going back to Japan every day. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonzi in Olympia, Washington.